Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's rush through your phone calls for Robert David Steele, our guest, formerly with the CIA, highly recommended by Colonel Schaefer. Just to get an idea what Schaefer thinks. Let's talk to Chip in Arkansas. You're on the air. Go ahead with a question or comment.
Well, Mr. Steele, Alex, thank you so very much for your time and even every day you do overdrive. Here's what we've got, guys. Mr. Steele, I'm curious as to what you think about mandatory vaccinations. A couple days ago, our local city here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, is requiring our students to get a mandatory chicken pox vaccination.
Well, they lie. They say it's mandatory. It's not really. They have to give you a waiver.
Well, we're looking into all that stuff because they've not contacted us per their email or phone call.
Yeah, no, they play dumb and say there isn't one in the conspiracy to lie to you. Mr. Steele, comments on mandatory vaccines.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why I'm such a believer in the truth. What we are learning now is that vaccinations, on the one hand, if they're honest vaccinations and they're properly screened and you know what's in them, they're good. They prevent disease. But what we're also learning is that Bill Gates and others are using them for eugenics purposes. We have found vaccinations, not me personally, but the many, many people that I rely on.
It's been on mainstream news. He's had a bunch of deaths in the UN shot program in Syria.
Look, vaccinations are sterilizing people in Africa and Central America, and so is Monsanto grain. Okay, by the third generation of rats eating Monsanto grain,
right,
they're sterile. So what I really believe in is that we, the people, have a right to public intelligence, which for me means decision support. It doesn't mean spying. We, the people, have a right to know what's in that vaccination. And my bottom line is there's nobody in the United States of America I trust today that will tell me what's in that vaccination.
Exactly. They don't want GMO labeling. They won't let us have it in California. So you can't know what's in your food, but the NSA is going to know what you said on the phone to your wife. I mean,
yeah, but only if they want to destroy you. Alex, the good news about NSA is it only processes 1% of what it collects. The bad news is it processes everything about Alex Jones.
Oh, I know. And then add some. let's go to Indigo in Colorado. I guess I'm the Burning Man when it comes down to the end of the day. Indigo, you're on the air.
I agree with you guys about this Ebola false flag. My dad trains constantly for these drills in the Northeast for the imminent biological attack with hazmat suits and all that. But I was curious what your guests thought about Second Amendment false flags on the border. Like, I had this dream 7 months ago about where I was a little Latin American kid with, like, just women and children, like, in the compound. And there was gunfire that went off, and I ran outside, and it was basically a black ops operation. It was blamed on, I just knew it was blamed on veterans, because after I got shot, it zoomed out, and it was a news.
Well, that's another question. They're constantly demonizing veterans and saying they're the main terrorists, right? What do you think about that, Robert?
I think they are scared to death of veterans. I mean, veterans are a sacred institution in America, and they should be. The bottom line here is that, again, you know, the U.S. government is not a monolith. 95% of it, good people trapped in a bad system. But the U.S. government is doing some very bad things at the political level. And what really troubles me is that people have forgotten their oath to the Constitution of the United States, because we have too many people in law enforcement, as well as the military, as well as the civil service and the government, who say, I have to follow the orders of the chain of command. And what they forget is that their oath to the Constitution allows them to not only refuse to obey illegal orders, but they have a responsibility to the public to denounce the people giving those
illegal
orders.
Well, I mean, the Constitution Bill of Rights that they swear an oath to is the chain of command. It's the top.
But they don't see it that way. Too many people are taking the easy route out and saying, I either have to obey orders or resign. And if I resign, I have to keep my mouth shut or I'll lose my security clearances and I won't get a second job. There is a third path, and that third path is be true to the Constitution.
or turn into a total tyranny. Robert David Steele, great interview. Thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.
Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a red-blooded transmission. I love life. I love the gusto of a good fight. I love liberty. I absolutely hate tyranny. Groups of gangs and thugs out ravaging the societal countryside, and I am here to try to wake the country folks up to get their pitchforks and to culturally storm the castle and return the kingdom of humanity, return this republic to something that looks a little bit more like a free country and not a nightmare 2.0 1984. I told everybody the last few months my spider sense has been off the chart for this country and this world, because the narrative is wearing paper thin now, like Bible pages, on how our government, criminal elements of it, are publicly funding Al-Qaeda known as ISIS. And we played that clip yesterday twice. But I watched it again last night. But I couldn't sleep when the thunderstorms, it was like the end of the world or something. It was so intense here for like 6-7 hours straight. I got up at like 3 a.m, stumbled down to the computer. And I went back and I watched the hearing from Tuesday with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey. And I watched a lot of his testimony, so I know his body language. I have a lot more respect for him after I learned that he went to Obama 15 months ago and they're about to strike the Syrian military for no reason so that Al-Qaeda could take over. Our military said we're not going to do it. Dempsey came and said, you know, this just cannot happen. That even came out in the press later. But they're back now. They've rebranded it. Okay, we have to put troops in on the ground and bomb things, as Dempsey said in the hearing yesterday, to remove the bad rebels that are 90-plus percent. And Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer, was saying that last week. It's now in the news. They're saying 80-plus percent. And they just blew up last week the entire rebel leadership that wasn't wanting to blow up every church they found. Even the supposed non-radical Wahhabists are just absolutely bloodthirsty out of their minds, clearly. I mean, it's not propaganda to say these people are literally out of their minds. It's like they're on PCP without taking it all the time. Just a scourge. And criminal elements that run our government, that want to take our liberties, are funding them. And General Dempsey, can we find that again and play that? Thank you. They already had it ready. They never know where I'm going next. I would have all, this news to cover, and I just went off in this direction because if you know what you're seeing there, if you watch enough of these armed services committees in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, the chicken hawk, is up there, Mr. Amnesty. Mr. says he's for guns, but then votes against them. He's up there, and he's saying, well, there's really no evidence that there's anybody helping ISIS, any of our allies. And he's, well, yeah, no, some of our allies are harming them. And he's like, wait a minute, let's not, get on them here. I mean, they just made a mistake. And Dempsey is just looking at him like, you are the biggest liar on the planet. Because it is just a total joke. 90% or more of the military knows the whole battle plan because they know how the military operates. They know the players. They study it. Even if they're a private that's only been in a year, they know the players. And Dempsey knows, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, that this is crazy. This is like a headline today, Infowars.com from Gateway Pundit. Actual headline, global warming likely to cause colder and snowier winters, scientists say. You just can't make this stuff up. And that's from AOL. I mean, it's just, that's 2 + 2 = 5. It is just, it is absolute premeditated bull. They said in the 60s and 70s it was an ice age, so we had to tax carbon and stuff and have global government. Then they said it was global warming. Now it's just change, period. Folks, the planet's always changing. And it's not that we don't have real environmental issues. It's that they just want to hijack it to run society and exempt themselves from all the regulations they put us under, and then it's called feudalism, it's called serfdom, it's called game over. The government is illegitimate. It's exempt. The Fourth Amendment, it just spies on everything, creates fake court cases. I mean, it's in AP and McClatchy and Reuters for 2 years, and Wall Street Journal, what I told you 15 years ago, because I was told this by federal agents who were retiring. And one of them was high level, and he said, you'd have to be a criminal now to join this and be part of it. And he said, I just hope I can make enough money in retirement as a consultant to get out of here. But that's an exact quote, to get out of here. One of my dad's friends, to get out of here. Well, guess what? That was 20 years ago, folks, or longer. Most of them got out of there at the high levels, and it is just packed with sociopathic criminals that will do anything and love hurting good people and love being able to carry out psychopathic operations and not get in any trouble for it. It's just a wonderland. And there's still a lot of good people at the local level, even at the federal, but they're not running things anymore. The bad guys are in charge. But they got arrogant, like criminals always do. They got arrogant. So they get up on television and they tell the world that we've got to bomb the rebels to stop ISIS when the rebels are ISIS. They tell you 2 + 2 = 5. I know I harp on that. It's just that it is the attempted overthrow of reality. It is a war on reality, a war on decency. Man, they'll catch an old guy out on the back 40 driving down the roads, had two beers, and they'll charge him, you know, $10,000-$15,000 on the DWI and put him through that. Or they'll catch some teenager, you know, with some drugs that some government person sold them down the chain, and they'll throw them in jail for years and ruin their life, and they'll never be able to get a good job. But it's okay. The government publicly ships in the majority of the narcotics, and everyone knows it. I've never talked to one cop didn't know that since the 30s, the narcotics are brought in by government syndicates for private interest and laundered by the same banks that run the country today. And all I'm doing is sitting here watching this country sink. People say, what are you, for the drug culture? Absolutely not. But putting money in it and making it secret and making it dirty only increases the amount of money and only increases the amount of people that are going to use it. All the studies show that. And they've wrecked this country. There's more drug use now than ever. America uses more drugs than anybody in the world. Anybody. More alcohol. We beat the Russians now in guzzling. And Austin and New Orleans are the two drunkest cities of the drunkest country. We are a modern Rome sinking. And I don't want to sink. I don't want to see this happen. I don't want to be folded into a North American Union. I don't want to just live in a giant fishbowl where everything's got government systems hooked into it so they can frame anybody they want with all of these systems that take over your phones and your computers, ubiquitous everywhere. I've already had. As soon as we went to the NSA, and it doesn't intimidate me, it freaks me out, we sent our crew to the NSA, Weldon and others, Anthony Gucciardi, all the phones got taken over. Mine got taken over that next day, and they were typing stuff and sending emails. And I took it into Apple, into AT&T, and they go, yeah, your phone's been taken over. It was just adding contacts and changing names, shooting stuff everywhere. I mean, I live this, ladies and gentlemen. I go through this where the hacked phone number calls you, and it's not telemarketers. It's like, and I'm not freaked out by that. It's not scary that somebody's calling up breathing on the phone or threatening me. It's scary that they got so much scum that won't just get out, you know, in the street with me if they want to attack me. They will sit there and creep around in the darkness with a big, giant, rotting, evil government, having no idea that what they do will come back on their children. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Everything you do comes back on your kids and your family. Everything. Even laziness, just everything comes back. And I'm not on some high horse here. I'm just really worried about a country where pure evil runs things. And in the name of diversity, in the name of racial equality, they promote racial division. In the name of stopping drugs, they ship in the drugs. In the name of stopping terrorism, they create it and promote it and open the door for it. And all they do is attack men and families and then attack women's biology and just add chemicals to the food and water and estrogen mimickers and all of it. And it goes on and on and on and on and on, attacking in this globalist offensive of crazy technocratic scientists, playing God, absolutely carrying out their craft of corruption. Trampled and being trampled upon. America is going over the edge. Newt Gingrich is in the news today, warning the Republicans that they'd better come out and sound revolutionary, or the whole country's going to disintegrate. That's Newt Gingrich. It's called For World Government. Three books I've read that he wrote forwards to. That's the guy that said soon the whole population will be microchipped in the 80s. And that's his goal. And that is an avowed world government promoter. But he fills the place of a conservative, so people think, oh, there's opposition to people that call themselves liberal.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're just talking about reality. If you've studied history, this repeats itself over and over again. And they sit up there in the controlled media talking to you like your children. There's no global government. There's no secret elites meeting. There's no Bilderberg. There's no Council on Foreign Relations. 20 years ago, they said there is no CFR. He's crazy. He thinks there's a CFR. He's crazy. He thinks the Federal Reserve isn't federal. Now, everybody knows it's private. Literally, over 90% in polls. and want it audited, over 90%. Look it up. By the way, Ron Paul's bill, he's on in House, but it's his bill he wrote. He's retired. House approves Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill. Bill approved, 333-92. When he first introduced that, like in 1996, he'd get one vote, his. Wow, look at that, 333-92. See, they'll block it in the Senate, but for how long? See, because they audit you, the IRS audits you, and you know the same year the Federal Reserve took over, we got the IRS. And that money goes to them, and it goes so they can selectively enforce the code and shut down their competition, and they do. Because we act like a nation of chumps that believe in the system. Well, this system isn't America. It's been replaced pretty much, and now they're getting rid of what was left. And the country will collapse into a third world slum. And the globalists want it that way. They'll live in their armored citadels in their capital districts under Agenda 21. That's not from Hunger Games. I'm not quoting Hunger Games. That's in the biological diversity assessments, the megapolis plans. We've played the newscast, all of it. I mean, this is what they're going to do, okay? And they're not building some utopia so we can all play patty cake. They're putting in a high-tech grid to take control of the West, to then de-evolve it. But when you look at the third world, the old world, they will put you to the sword. They will bring in their rebels, they'll bring in their troops, and they will have the UN sit on the road to make sure you can't escape in Rwanda, and they'll send in the main group to kill every Christian they find. And the UN ran that massacre. They didn't screw up or stand down. They ran it. They killed a lot of the people. And an African wasn't even worth a bullet to them. They did it with machetes. And see, they don't want you to know this is going on. Because as soon as they can get control here, all the stuff they do overseas, they want to do that here. And they see, they want your guns. They can't stand it. Bloomberg with all his bodyguards, up to 15 of them, and Michael Moore with all his bodyguards, they can't stand the fact that they've taken your jobs, your industry, your country, your kids, your husband, your wife. They've taken your health in many cases. They've taken everything. And they know you're still clinging to Christ and clinging to self-defense. And the right that, by God, you still got guns when they took them from everybody else. This is a symbol of defiance. But they did take your church because they turned it into 501c3 and sent in preachers that are really government operatives. And they're hopping mad, folks. And I'm telling you, most of these big preachers are actually working for the federal government, for the FBI, under clergy response team and InfraGuard. Just look it up. They're hopping mad that they want to have their conversion and their takeover. And we're here telling you. But here's the good news. I don't want to be the only game in town. The signal's been sent. It's been transmitted. People know the combo to the safe. They know the game. They know the tricks. They know how it works. We have decompartmentalized, and that's our real power. And we're imitated by all the other talk show hosts who now are competing with each other who can put out the most reality and not get in trouble, while I'm vanguarding ahead with my crew, going over the top, telling the truth to pave the way for all the cowards. Because most people that serve the system aren't truly evil. They're scared to death. Most successful people have sense, they have understanding, they have discernment, they have a sixth sense, and they can feel the evil. And they've made the decision to serve it. Man, that is scary. I would be scared to serve the evil or to run from it. My biggest problem is I want to run at it even harder, and I know that's not the smartest game. When we come back, we got a special report integrating popular culture, promoting mass die-offs and mass culling, 12 Monkeys and others, that Rob Dew and Darren McBreen put together and did an excellent job. And then we're going to get to a lot more. But I never played that Dempsey clip that I mentioned, so let's go ahead and go out to break with it. Here it is.
So our national defense, in terms of stopping ISIL from killing thousands or millions of Americans if they get the capability, really comes down to whether or not we can convince the Arab world to go in there and defeat these guys.
It really comes down to building a coalition so that what the Arab Muslim world sees.
We're going to come back with the rest of it.
rejecting.
We're going to come back. Stay with us. And then we'll get into all these other reports. But I mentioned that earlier. I want to play it. We admit it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Let me finish the clip. I know I've already played it multiple times yesterday, but it's so important. So the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff there admitting what's already been admitted by other generals, that the Arab countries, our allies, Saudi Arabia and others, are arming al-Qaeda. But that's a fallback position, because our government is arming the Arab countries that are arming al-Qaeda, but also directly doing it. And that's what Benghazi was all about. So it's just hiding in plain view. And if you're a radio listener, you can't see the body language of Dempsey. But it's so rich as they start basically arguing and saying, oh, come on, they just messed up. They didn't know. They didn't understand. It's the narrative wearing thin. Then I'll get to the Ebola report. So here's Dempsey.
So our national defense, in terms of stopping ISIL from killing thousands or millions of Americans if they get the capability, really comes down to whether or not we can convince the Arab world to go in there and defeat these guys.
It really comes down to building a coalition so that what the Arab Muslim world sees is them rejecting ISIS, not
they already reject
them.
ISIL. Do you know any major Arab ally that embraces ISIL?
I know major Arab allies who fund them.
Yeah, but did they embrace it? They fund them because the Free Syrian Army couldn't fight Assad. They were trying to beat Assad. I think they realized the folly of their ways. Let's don't taint the Mideast unfairly.
Oh! Let's don't taint where 15 of the 19 hijackers supposedly came from. And that 28-page report, speaking of that, and that's why I mentioned this today, Paul Watson put the article out yesterday. I requested he do a report on this. He has. I want to thank Paul for his great work. Pound or hashtag declassify, colon, campaign to reveal the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 Commission report. And then when you pound declassify, or when you hashtag declassify, it then sends everybody to Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Congressman Walter Jones that introduced this legislation, Colonel Schaefer, and countless others exposing what's really in the 28 pages. And that's what our government stood down, bare minimum. Ron Paul has now come out and said, yeah, okay, 9/11 troop was pretty much right. There was at least a standout. And Saudi Arabia was quarterbacking things, just like they're quarterbacking ISIS right now. And then why the federal government just loves it. The FBI doesn't have to go out and, you know, manufacture any deaths. And that, you know, find some mentally ill people to blow something up, or maybe the patsy speaks out and it gets embarrassing, so they kill them and dump them in Town Lake. I mean, they don't have to do that anymore. Because they can have real terrorist attackers. And everybody gets a big paycheck, and it's to go watch Jack Bauer on the new season of 24 or whatever new show they'll have, where we learn to torture, we learn to do all these bad things because we're the good guys. It's not that we like to torture. It's not that we like to do all these bad things. No, no. We're the heroes. That's right. Totally sick. And is that a world you want to raise your children in? Where there's just the government does whatever it wants. I got a name for it. It's called nightmare. It's called hell. It's called a living, breathing, stinking mega hell. A total hell. And that's what we're entering. That's where we're going. We have to recognize it. We're not being negative here. We're breaking down what we as a society really face. Where this journey is going, and all these cowards and all these children. Adults that never had good mothers or fathers, who are arrested development, who are children, they see the state as their father, the state as their mother, and empowerment through the collective estate. Whether it's the controlled leftist or the controlled right, through authoritarianism, that's how they expand their empires of control freak behavior. And it's a society run by these people. Narcissistic, self-important, mentally ill monsters whose whole lives are based on betrayal, whose whole world is based on deception. That's not a world at all. That's hell. They're building hell on earth. They're working for hell. When Obama says, forward, lean forward. An actual Stalinist, Leninist, even predates that, Marxist. Well, with people in jumbo jets and red carpets at Hollywood events who are tax-exempt and just roll around in giant buckets of fiat money lecturing us with weird Karl Marx stuff about how our kids don't belong to us. Because, see, that's for us. We're going to live in a shack and eat GMO and die when we're 45. They're going to get all the life extension and just fly around up there laughing at us. And if we try to get together, well, they'll just send in some major provocateurs to get a race war going, or just stir everybody up and balkanize us, or send in some other COINTELPRO or cognitive infiltrators who they now announce, oh, the CIA is going to operate domestically with cognitive infiltrators in 2014. Oh, great. Isn't it wonderful? And, oh, it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for you. You don't like Agenda 21. You found out it's real. You got the documents. You learned the zoning commission is getting flown off to New York and paid off to be part of this. You learned they're going to take over your whole town. Why, we'll just send in some FBI informants. That's another name for people that set people up and harass them and engage in criminal activity up against a bunch of old farmers. That's what's happening now. They send in these young bucks out of the universities that are little agents, little secret police, and they march out and go harass Tea Party events and go and mess with everybody. I mean, that's where we're going in this country. Meanwhile, there is Ebola that appears to be becoming more and more resistant to being able to live in the air at least a little while, and it's spreading all over the place. And a lot of top virologists, again, estimate 5 million will die. I'm not saying that. That's in the major German newspapers like Bild. Not tabloids. And Obama's sending troops in to, quote, fight it who aren't trained, and General Boykin's gone public in WorldNet Daily and said it's horrible. They would never do that in the past. See, I'm no military man, but I've read the news over the years religiously, and I know that that's missions they wouldn't do in the past because they know that it'll just spread it and then bring people back with it, and it really doesn't even do any good. But it doesn't matter. They're doing it anyways, and they're going to bring people back here. See, they don't do things the way they did in the past. It's a recklessness. It's a wildness of an elite that's above the law, unaccountable, gets away with anything they want. In China, melamine got in the baby formula, and they executed a bunch of the executives, not defending their system. I'm just saying, here, the executives owned the media. They just had USA Today come out and say, well, the FDA came out and said, but that they reported, hey, some melamine, not bad. It's just enough, you know, to cause kidney failure down the road. But, hell, the kid will be 30 when his kidneys fail. Won't know why. Hell, what's wrong with going on dialysis for a decade and then dying? I mean, come on. What's wrong with Bayer knowingly? NBC News, you can just type in Bayer blood scandal. Knowingly, in more than 14 countries, from the United States to Australia, from India to Canada, from France to Russia, sold factor VIII blood platelet in giant batches produced from blood from prisons, and they knew every single production of it. Giant vats of different blood types poured together, had HIV and hepatitis in it, and they shipped it out. And it came out in the memos, and France was the only country to convict anybody, that the executives knew it and said, so what? Oh, man. Hey, so what? So what? People need some clotting agent, hemophiliacs. So what if you're a little kid and you're a hemophiliac and you take factor VIII and then you die, horrible, excruciating HIV and hepatitis? So what? Just kill them. And, hey, don't ever criticize that or you're anti-government, man. Just bend over it and take it from Bayer Pharmaceuticals. After all, they did such a great job in Nazi Germany, didn't they? Maybe one of you fruitcakes out there could send me an email about how good Hitler was. I'm going to throw up. What we're fighting, Hitler adopted from the nuts that run society. Oh, God, it makes me sick. It makes me so sick. How there's just all these cowards just going along with this as it gets worse and worse. We're going to tell you what's coming up when the nationalist leader urges Scots to grasp independence. Campaign borrowed heavily from Obama tactics. British pound at two-year high. Currency traders bet no. Voting begins. You know, I heard Lord Monckton on the other day when I had a guest host here, Rob Dew. And I got his point. I mean, he said we could have independence if we weren't under the EU, but the EU is just going to come in and take over Scotland anyways. And then you've got basically the Labour that's basically like the Democrats. And as bad as the Tories are, you know, this is just going to be like a communist wonderland. And that's kind of what will happen. You'll trade one boss for a new boss, like the WHO says, won't get fooled again. But, hey, if they want to vote independence, that's fine. They will then go through that process of being raked over the coals like anybody that joins the Euro. Basically, Scotland's just joining the Euro, even though England's already joined it to be gang raped more. And I said there's pitfalls to this. I mean, I support it if they want to vote for it. Because you're just going to leave one system and go right back in the same system's arms another way. It's kind of like you're throwing a ball from your left and right hand. don't know. It's a very sophisticated issue. It's bizarre. All right, let's go to this special report dovetailing real reality in 2014 with 12 Monkeys from 1999. Put together by Rob Dew. Here it is.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
More reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianco.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that.
It was released in Philadelphia probably on December
13, 1996. And it was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, Peking. Some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business. One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of infectedness.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not airborne. One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola has shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently linked to the press exposed that within a 2-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Inferix Hexa.
Well, I'm going to have to get vaccinated.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended.
Hope everybody enjoys. This is undoubtedly a beta test, but Prince Philip said he wanted to come back reincarnated as a particularly deadly virus to exterminate 90% of the world population and contribute something, in his words. You can read that in the London Guardian, by the way. We covered it a few days ago, as you know. And they all say that they're just getting everybody ready. And the drones and robots and automated systems will help take out whoever's left who tries to fight back. See, I realize now that I'm just here literally as a stopgap measure. And so are you. If we don't stop it now, we're planting information warfare time bombs out there in the record, the mental record. The way the cloud works, they can expunge my voice worldwide, your voice very easily in the future, in just a matter of minutes. But still, the memory will live on in your mind and in written word. And so it's, everybody just needs to understand that they are preparing, not this round, but down the road, airborne Ebola, mousepox.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Think about
have a normalcy bias in the Overton window. You don't know what those two terms are, a new listener, write them down, look them up. You have a normalcy bias in the Overton window, where they had politically got us to where we will accept almost anything. Almost anything. And once they get a population to that point, it's Soviet Russia, it's Nazi Germany, squared with all this high-tech garbage. And so I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm trying to get people moving to not worry about this. To not worry about the system trying to crush us, but worrying about the larger program coming to fruition. You shouldn't worry about yourself individually being attacked when you're trying to expose the New World Order. You should worry about the fact that people have no chivalry or no even basic culture or basic morals or can't even really communicate to where it's just a bunch of people milling around mindlessly trying to feel like they've done something of value. And the only places you can have a male role model is in sports or as a government enforcer. And that'll all be gotten rid of once they've got the robots rolled out. And that's all stated. It's the end of humanity, ladies and gentlemen. It's the end of what we are as we know it, and it's being prepared. And I don't believe that this Ebola outbreak is that. It's a process of successive plagues that are going to get worse and worse as they pose as the saviors, driving us further under their black wings, where we can be safe as the third world dies, as Africa and Latin America dies, as Asia areas die, as areas of Europe die, and only the controlled citadels of social engineering are allowed to go forward. And it'll kind of be a wink, wink, well, it was allowed to be released to save the Earth, but those of us within the dome cities are safe. That's where all this is going. That's why you see it in all the culture, and all the movies for 50, 60, 70 years, and the books, because H.G. Wells and others were experimentist, eugenicist, Fabian socialist on record. And they are preparing you for a societal memory to accept this and to accept your bad and accept laying down and accept rolling over. Everything they do is about making people cowardly. Can you imagine if they had cameras in school bathrooms 50 years ago? People, as our guest yesterday said, John McAfee, would burn the school down. You do it today, it's like a big deal. It's the government. Look. Briefly, as we end the show, prepare to get our guest on and go over some more of the news. Please remember, we are listener supported, and that means spreading the word about this broadcast, whether you listen on AM and FM, shortwave, internet, the free podcast, Infowars.com/show. You can find all the free podcast video feeds, audio feeds, all of it. They don't want you to hear this. The system pulls their hair out because it's not the season yet to just go ahead and wipe out the media. It's just audit them, demonize them, set them up, you know, run black ops, cognitive infiltration, COINTELPRO 2.0. That's the game plan publicly. See, because they need all the agents to feel like it's okay, so they put it in the newspaper. Oh, that they do all these criminal things. They normalize it. That's why it's important to become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and realize, ladies and gentlemen, we literally are flying into the flat cloud here. This is not a game. You have to understand that when they attack any media, when they attack independent media, when they attack truth tellers, they're attacking you. And so how do you fight back? You spread the word. You reach out to others. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. 11 people can use it. Download the films, watch the live show, see the nightly news, and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.